I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Eugene Ballet Company is collaborating with the Cherry Poppin' Daddies for a live performance called Zoot Suit Riot at the Holt Center in Eugene on Saturday evening, April 12th, and Sunday afternoon, April 13th. The performances also include a tribute piece by Tony Pimple called Silk and Steel. Joining us in the KLCC studios are Tony Pimple, the Eugene Ballet Company's artistic director and resident choreographer, and Steve Perry, vocalist and guitarist of the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Well, the Cherry Poppin' Daddies have been an extremely eclectic band over the years with musical boundaries that go far beyond the swing of the CD Zoot Suit Riot. So musically, what's going to be included in this show?
Well, we started out as a kind of a punk rock swing band, and we have a kind of a psychedelic side and a kind of a hard rockin' side. Some of that stuff. Also, there's a song in Spanish, so it's really kind of spans the globe of...
Arranquete. I finally know how to pronounce it.
If you roll the R.
I'm curious, Tony, what you were looking for musically when you chose the songs out of their eclectic repertoire.
As much variety as possible. So right out of the box, after Zoot Suit Riot opens, we go into a swing number, really upbeat, in I Love American Music, which is a lot of fun. When that nightclub saxophone cuts 1,000 years, a cigar sour. Play it against him on American music. Play it against him, I need American music. Then we do some much heavier pieces, I think, that have some storyline to them. Lovers Understand is a really interesting piece, sort of suggesting a couple with an extra person on the side. And then Skyline Drive, which Steve can tell you what his concept was for that.
Yeah, well, so it would be like a Beach Boys kind of Good Vibrations type of song about Los Angeles. It was my version of that, except... It's creepy. So I've always kind of seen Los Angeles as creepy, you know, like the Doors, you know, kind of Manson and the Doors. So it's my version of the beautiful major harmonies with this blue velvety underpinning.
Choreographically, Tony, where do you go with these sorts of tales?
Well, I am not totally literal, but I certainly do have a gorgeous dancer in the company who is dressed in her retro Barbie swimsuit outfit, and then three young men that move her around the stage in ways that suggest that she's being manipulated, and it's a little scary. And a lot of times she's hanging out on a chaise, you know, a pool chaise, and so we've had a lot of fun choreographically with the piece. But for the swing stuff, we keep it really light and happy at that point. But we definitely have a lot of variety in the show. We also have a second choreographer, Sarah Ebert, who's been working on this piece too. And she's a modern dancer, modern choreographer. And so she's been working with the dancers on Arranquete and also the Babooch. And so she's given the dancers some really interesting movement, which... It's been fun for me to watch them working in that way because it's always an eye-opener to see your dancers working with different choreographers, and they really surprise you with what they can do.
Collaboration is always a surprise as well, and I would imagine that both for the dancers and the band, having the live music is going to change what you do. Steve, as a band leader, how has that affected the Cherry Poppin' Daddies?
We have to be very disciplined to keep the tempos right for the dancers. Our music is improvisational in pieces, very small pieces. It's not jazz, you know, it's more swing, so it's scripted out. You know, we just have to be careful that we don't go too fast. I think that's about it.
And from the dancer's perspective, how is it to have the live band there, Tony?
Oh, it is wonderful. The band will actually be on stage behind the dancers, and once the band starts playing live music, you can just see the energy pouring out of the dancers. They get really excited dancing with live music. They love it.
And there is another piece on the program, one that you wrote called Silk and Steel as a tribute. Tell me how that's a counterpoint to the other piece on the program.
Well, it's very different musically. It's music of the medieval and Renaissance period, and some of it is done by current bands who play in a more contemporary way. It is a piece that works with silk, and it becomes a visual feast because we create lighting that works off of these white silks so that they become very, very many different colors. And that's a tribute to the modern choreographer, Loie Fuller, who first in the early 1900s started working with large pieces of silk and lighting, which back in those days, they weren't doing much of that. And then we have steel pieces that we also work with. We have rods that the men dance with, these large steel rods, which is kind of like Morris dancing, English country Morris dancing. And then we also work with fans that are made with silk and steel fans, and that's based on Tai Chi type movement.
What inspired you to create this collaboration with the Cherry Pop and Daddies?
We're always looking to work with live bands, and the Cherry Pop and Daddies are here, so it seemed like a great combination. They're such a tight band. It's going to be really exciting for us.
And Steve, there's new music in this as well, besides things from Zoot Suit Riot. Talk about what you have going that's recent musically.
Yeah, that's right. We came out with a record last summer called White Teeth, Black Thoughts, and that title track is one of the tracks that we'll be dancing to. And the new record is a little more mid-tempo. It also has kind of different themes. I guess it's because it's a long time since
White
then.
White Teeth, that has that Frank Sinatra type feel
to it.
So we're doing a lot of ballroom. So we're doing some really fancy ballroom dancing to that piece.
We're flashing white teeth, and we're thinking black thoughts, and we'd better walk away before we both get caught.
Well, it looks like an interesting collaboration. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Tony Pimble, Artistic Director and Resident Choreographer of the Eugene Ballet Company, and Steve Perry from the Cherry Pop and Daddies. They're collaborating on Zoot Suit Riot on stage at the Holt Center in Eugene Saturday evening, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. and a Sunday matinee, April 13th at 2 p.m. The performances also include an original piece by Tony Pimble called Silk and Steel, a tribute to dance pioneer Loie Fuller. Tickets are available via the Holt Center box office. More information online at eugeneballet.org and more on the Cherry Pop and Daddies at daddies.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.
Who's that whispering in the trees? It's two cities and they're only pipes and chains and swinging hands. Who's your daddy? Yes, I am. Fat cat came to play. Now you can't run fast enough. You best stay away when the pushers come to